the OTB Podcast Network.
Avonmore Protein Milk today launched their new campaign for 2021. Bring Your All. It's alongside Ireland and Connacht rugby star Beavan Parsons and Irish gymnast Reese McLennan. I'm delighted to say Beavan Parsons is with us now. Good morning to you, Beavan. How are you getting on?
Good morning. How are you?
Not a bad Saturday afternoon for you guys.
Yeah, we're delighted with the win. You know, going away and travelling to Wales, playing Wales in their fortress is, you know, you never underestimate them. So we're definitely glad of the win.
Not a bad try.
Yeah, glad with the try as well. You know, the second one, Hannah Tira put it on the money, so I just had to dot it down.
The first one, though, tell us, what point did you kind of think, okay, it's on here?
Yeah, I think I was dancing with the touchline, so I nearly had to put the shoulder in and make sure I wasn't pushed out to touch, and then I was lucky to get it to get a break there, and I took the chance when I got it.
Do you know when it's coming to you that actually the finish is on here if I beat these two? Like, is your instinct at that point to go for it, or is your instinct to kind of look for the next pass and see where your trail runner is coming from?
My first instinct is always to go for it. You know, I'm guilty of getting whitewash fever at times. As soon as I get the ball, I want to score a try. So definitely first instinct is to go for it, and then I'll look for the offload if it's on.
Do coaches ever talk to you about that and say, here, listen, I don't know, because I'm interested, right? If you've got a natural finisher like you, the thing to do is to say, don't worry about the trail runners, right? Let them, if they are screaming for it so much that they're absolutely going to score, then fine. And if there's a bit of white line fever, who cares? But maybe coaches are like, here, listen, you know, bit of white line fever there, maybe look around. What are those conversations actually like?
My coach is the whole way up of... You know, they've always encouraged me to go for the tries and to, you know, put my foot down. Even if things don't look like they're on, sometimes a gap will appear. So I've always been encouraged to just go for it. You know, maybe teammates will be screaming if it's on, and if it is, I'll pop them the ball. But yeah, no, I've always been encouraged.
It's working.
Would you ever played much further in field, Beavan, get on the ball a little bit kind of more centrally in the pitch, or do you prefer to have that space outside?
Yeah, working in off my nines and tens and getting on the ball in the midfield is something I'm trying to bring into my game. I still have to, you know, spot the gaps and make sure I'm running the right running lines and not getting in the way. So it's something I'm working on at training, and I definitely want to bring that into my game. Of course, I love having the space on the wing and being able to manipulate defenders. But I think the mix of the two makes a great winger, so I'm definitely trying to bring that into my game.
How much do you think as a player you've changed over the course of the 2.5 years since you got your first test of international rugby? Like, you were only, was it 16 at the time in that game against the USA?
Yeah, 16. So, you know, I think my game knowledge has definitely improved. Being able to position myself in the backfield, you know, that's something I struggled with when I first came in, and I was always caught out of position or things like that. So my defense has come on in leaps and bounds. And then in terms of attack, I think I've just grown a bit more confident, and my teammates around me are more confident in me as well. So it means I get a bit more ball. So yeah, I think I've just grown in confidence really, and then improved my defense and sort of, you know, being able to spot if a defender is going to kick or if they're going to take this one on and use footwork. So, you know, it comes with experience, and I've only 9 caps, and I hope to get a good few more under my belt. But yeah, things are moving in the right direction, I think.
And was it daunting at the time coming in, like being a 16-year-old coming into an international team sport at senior level? I imagine you're probably looking around going, God, this is the real deal.
Yeah, you know, I'd be lying to you if I told you I wasn't intimidated coming in those first few training camps. I was, you know, thrown in the deep end, really. The girls were so experienced, and so, you know, their skill level was much higher than mine, and they knew the game a lot better than me. So yeah, those first few camps and that first season, I was definitely, you know, awestruck by the girls, and luckily enough, they took me under their wing. But I think since then I've been able to, you know, create a really good bond with them. At the time I thought it was a weird dynamic, me being so young and the age gap and everything. But now that's not even a thought. You know, I'm as close with the girls as ever, and, you know, it's a great squad to be on.
And I remember hearing as well, like, you couldn't even share a hotel room with one of your teammates when you were inside in that camp because you were 16 years old.
Yeah, so COVID hasn't been that big of a change for me in that sense, because we all have to have single rooms now anyway. But yeah, so I'd room on my own. I'd be, you know, the far side of the hotel. It was madness, really. So I've only ever had two roommates in my whole time being on the squad, because then COVID came in. I think one time Rugby Players Ireland, they're like an organization that help us, and they came in talking about pensions and pension plans. And I was just thinking, like, this is insane. Like, I'm trying to get my maths homework done before Monday, and they're talking about pensions. So the age gap was definitely, you know, a topic of conversation at the time.
It obviously that experience has obviously stood to you now. You know, you're a 2.5 year veteran at 19. That level of experience is something that you can draw on over those 10 caps.
Yeah, definitely. I'm always picking the brains of the girls around me that have more caps and more experience. You know, I haven't really gotten to play much at interpro or provincial level either. So, you know, I have a lot to learn, and I'm not naive to that. I know that there's a lot of facets of the game that I need to improve. Learning off the likes of Ali Miller when I got to play with her in Connacht, and Emer Considine, and, you know, trying to get as much out of training as I can.
To go back to the game at the weekend against Wales, like, I was covering some of the press conferences last week, and one thing I was really struck by was the confidence that was being put out by particularly by Aoife McDermott and Catherine Dane. And certainly going into the game on Saturday, part of me was thinking, like, it was genuinely, you know, it was a bold, there were some bold statements out there about how confident you had been over how much preparation you'd done over the course of the last year. And considering you only would have played one match in the last 12 months, there definitely would have been a little bit of pressure on you to get off to a good start in those opening 20 minutes. How were you feeling in maybe the hour or two before the match, knowing that you'd talked yourselves off a little bit and you knew you had to deliver on it?
Yeah, exactly. We were loud and proud that we wanted to beat Wales, and we were confident that we could if we got our own roles right and had clarity around our own systems. Yeah, exactly. We had, you know, it was said before, we had 20 camps together. You know, we might be a professional team, but we have all the traits of one. We show up and we work hard. We have an amazing coaching ticket and we have top class facilities. So, you know, we had no excuses. We had a lot of camps under our belt, huge competition within the squad. And then we got to gel with each other. So, you know, we really did think that we have a good thing going on here, and we've improved so much since our Italy match. So we really wanted to put on a performance. So we were confident that we could as well.
I imagine COVID almost helped you then in a way, because it is a relatively inexperienced squad that has seen a huge amount of change over the course of the last 2 or 3 years. As frustrating as it probably was not being able to play a match for so long, I imagine there definitely were a lot of positives to be able to go through, was it like 20 camps over the course of these few months. And as you said, had never been able to spend that much time together as a team, just training and working on your own games.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I'm being exposed to that much training, you really get to know the quirks of the players inside and out of you. It was, you know, we had a massive competition within the squad, and we had internal matches, so we're still getting that game time. And then in terms of fitness and strength, I think we're the strongest and fastest, fittest we've ever been, because of our S&C and because of how hard we work at training. So we wanted to show that on the pitch, and we know how privileged we are to be able to fly to Wales and to play them, and the amount of background work that has to have been done to allow that to happen. And me personally, I wanted to put on a performance for the people watching at home and for the people that allowed that to happen. So we were just raring to go. I think Lindsay said we were like a kettle coming to boil. You know, we were just wanted to blow the roof off the place.
And how are you feeling then for this weekend? I suppose, first of all, actually, has it been kind of discussed with you about what the potential arrangements could be with this mandatory quarantine? Is there a possibility that the game could be moved from Dublin?
As players, you know, we've had to be really flexible and adaptable over the last 12 months. So we're just going to go along the process as best as we know and as close to plan as possible. And if things change around that, you know, we'll adapt and we'll move forward. But as far as we know, we'll be playing France on the weekend.
All right. And then just in terms of the game itself, like, Wales was an excellent performance, but France is another step up entirely when you saw what they did against Wales. And I imagine raring to play them, given the chance, given the fact that the opportunity was taken away at the tail end of last year to play them.
Yeah, exactly. You know, France are a whole different beast, and they'll come at us with a lot more challenges. And, you know, we'll definitely be tested in that match. But we want to make Donnybrook our fortress, and we don't want to lose at home. We want to put on a big performance, and we think that we can. So, you know, we're not getting ahead of ourselves after one win with Wales, but we also, you know, that gave us confidence, and we have momentum now going into the weekend.
Pavan, the point about France and the point about England as well is that there's a level of professionalism that has been invested in the senior international women's team over the last period of time. We're kind of in the middle of the level of professionalism that we have. Would you ultimately like to see a fully professionalised, full-time Irish squad where all of your teammates are doing nothing but playing rugby for Ireland?
Yeah, you know, definitely. But in terms of professionalism, you know, we're chasing that as players. We train in the same place as the men do, you know, the High Performance Centre. We have amazing facilities, unreal coaching arrangement, and we train like professionals. So in that sense, you know, we look at ourselves and see how much can we push professionalism ourselves and the way that we carry ourselves. So of course, yeah, it's something that you would love to see, and you know, it'd love to be an option. But for right now, we look at ourselves and we put the onus on ourselves to be professional.
And in a weird way, COVID stopping everybody from being able to go to work or go to college might have allowed this Ireland team right now to catch up a little bit on the professionalism of England and France.
Yeah, exactly. For me, it's been great. You know, I can make my own timetable and arrange my lectures at times that suit my training. I've been able to dip into the sevens program as well, and they're obviously a professional side that train full time. So, you know, only for COVID I'm allowed to do that. So for me, it's been great, and I know the other girls, they have time off work. You know, that's more time off their feet, allowing them to recover and be rejuvenated for training. So, you know, it's been good to us.
In terms of the college experience, because obviously people will be familiar with last year was Leaving Cert for you, and you were probably going to miss a few games anyway at the end of the Six Nations because of those commitments. How has the whole college experience been when you can't really go, or did you even get to go a little bit?
Yeah, I think I've been into college 3 times. It's a weird experience, you know, Zoom university, constant breakout rooms, and you're trying to get to know each other over Zoom and WhatsApp. It's been weird. It definitely has. And I hope next year we get a bit more in college experience. But in terms of going out and stuff, it suited me great because I wouldn't be able to go anyway. And I don't have that fear of missing out. So it's actually been a blessing in disguise, I think.
So no FOMO. This is going to be the best year of your college results ever. Is that what you're just putting that out there right now? For in future years, you might actually have to do a little bit of going out just to get to know people.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, listen, Pavan, congratulations on a brilliant performance at the weekend. One last thing I did want to ask you. You said that you kind of were conscious of people watching back at home. The game was on terrestrial TV, so it will have had a huge audience on an afternoon when Rachel Blackmore obviously wins the Grand National as well. So it was potentially one of the greatest days of women's Irish sport ever. Are you conscious of that? Do you feel any of that?
You know, I am, because my mom, I was on the phone to her yesterday and she said, you know, it was just what a weekend for women in sport. It was an amazing weekend. And I think that even the 20 by 20 campaign, it's pushed a huge momentum behind all of us. And we feel that as players, we feel that people are backing us and they're behind us. And, you know, coming from Ballinasloe, they've always been had my back and supported me, but now I feel it from the wider public. So it's been great. You know, we love the support and we welcome it with open arms.
Well, listen, it's going to continue and it's going to continue to grow. Great stuff, babe, and thanks a million for joining us this morning. Cheers.
Thank you. Bye.
It's Bevan Parsons there talking to us as part of the Bring Your All campaign with Avonmore Protein Milk. It is 8 minutes past nine this morning here on OTB AM. Plenty more to come. It's the Sports Breakfast Show from OTB, brought to you by Gillette. Good morning. Start with Gillette, giving you the confidence to tackle the day ahead.
That was an OTB Podcast Network presentation.